It's up to me what I do with my minutes, hours, and days. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. It's up to me what I do with my time. I have 24 hours every day, like everyone else. But I like to make those 24 hours into even more time than they are. I like to make them grow and be something utterly fantastic. I like to give them power and enthusiasm and joy. I like to give them delight. I like to spend my time thinking about how wonderful the world is, how wonderful I am, how wonderful all of my experiences are, all of my experiences and all of my adventures. I like to spend time on realizing who I am. Now, sometimes people think about failure, and they think that failure is simply the opportunity to begin again more intelligently, and I guess that's a possibility. It's not necessarily where I want to think. If I want to think on my failures, if I want to even be aware of my failures, if I want to give them a second thought after they've happened, then I am empowering them to be a reality in my life. I'm empowering them to have the activity in my life to control and direct my thinking for just a moment that I think about them, or longer if I think about them longer. When Henry Ford said, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again more intelligently," he was talking about people who didn't have the opportunity to look forward and try again and try again and try again. He knew he himself was an inventor. He himself was a creator. He himself was always coming up with new ideas and new concepts. And some of them worked and some of them didn't. Those that did not work, he did not give them a second look. He went right on to those that worked. And he persisted in working on those projects that really worked, those projects that really functioned in the way that he wanted them to function. Our life is a game of successes, a game of little areas here, little areas there, where we're achieving greatness, we're achieving the accomplishment that we want in life. That's what our life is. Our life is just a series of wonderful accomplishments. Now, what do you want out of your life? Do you want an accomplishment out of your life? Do you want a success out of your life? Do you want delight out of your life? Or do you want your life to be concentrating on how many failures you had? Like they like to say of Einstein, not Einstein, but Edison. Edison had so many failures, you know, thousands and thousands of failures before he finally accomplished the light bulb. He did not. He was checking on all the possible ways that a light bulb could be made, and he was checking on all the possible ways that a light bulb could be achieved in various ways, using various elements, various metals, various minerals that could be used to have a glow in the bulb. He used all sorts of possibilities. He checked each one to see whether they would be sufficient. Now, he had not done that before, nor had anyone else ever done that before. And as they were checking out these possibilities, they found that some were very excellent, and others were not very excellent at all. They just poofed, and they were gone with the little addition of electricity to them. It's not a matter of looking at your failures. It's a matter of looking at the possibilities. Truly, scientists are working in their laboratories, not on their failures. They're working on what might work, what might accomplish this. And then they're trying them out, checking them out, and seeing just how wonderful it is. It's like a child. A child is always checking out their parents to see how far they can go before the parent says no. The child doesn't really think that he's checking out the parent to see how far what he can get away with. We think that's what the child thinks. And we think that because we have a rather negative attitude about things where they're not done the way we want them done. Now, the child merely is trying out his wings. He's trying out the possibilities. He's trying out the ways of doing things, and we think he's trying to get away with something. And as long as we think he's trying to get away with something, then he will be thinking he's trying to get away with something. He will be thinking he's trying to accomplish something contrary to his highest good and our choice for him. Now, if all the children of the world were to listen to their parents and follow what their parents say and be obedient to what their parents say, the world would develop very slowly. But it's because of the crazy, beautiful activity of children who are always experimenting, who are always checking out the limits of what they can accomplish. They're always checking out how far they can go, what things they can do. Not, as parents would like to say, what they can get away with. We are putting limitation on the children by saying what they can get away with. My child is so creative, so inventive, so magical. He's always looking for new ways to do things that we have done them in the old, simple ways of the past. And because of that, new and wonderful things come up. Because of that, life goes on in an adventurous, vital, fantastic way that is really an exciting way to have it go on. Now, how far is your life going on? How far is your world going on? What sort of things are happening in your world? Are you really having a great time? Are you really having a wonderful time? Are you really having a time that's filled with all sorts of excitement and all sorts of magic and all sorts of wonderful things? Are you? Are you really having that time? If you are, then that's really very wonderful. But think about it. Think about it now for yourself. What is it that you want out of life? Do you want to learn by your failures, or do you want to learn by your successes and compound your successes, add one success upon another, add one success upon another joyous, magical, mystical, wonderful experience? You can do it. It's just a matter of, do you want to do it? You can do it. It's just a matter of, are you going to do it? You can do it. Will you do it? Now that's the question. Will you do it? And if you will do it, then you've got everything going for you. Life is just a thrill a minute waiting for you to do something especially beautiful and wonderful. Life is just an adventure waiting at your threshold, the doorstep of your world, of your life, of your being, saying, come, cross into this new wonderful experience, cross into this new adventure, cross into this new excitement of living. Let the past be behind. Think not of the failures, think not of those things that might limit you. Who needs limitation? I can't think of anybody who needs limitation. What we want are inspiration, aspiration. We want to go beyond the threshold. We want to look beyond what has been done and see how we can do it better or more magical or not even at all. Not that we can do it better, but that we can do something utterly fantastic. Are you ready for that show? I certainly am. I'm ready for that adventure that's taking me into a land of mystical, magical reality where all things are working out in a fabulous way. I'm ready. I'm ready today. I'm ready right now for that adventure. And that adventure is not an adventure which talks about something that will not work. That adventure is something that talks about what will work, what will function beautifully, and what always functioned beautifully for me and for everyone in my world. This is what life's all about. This is what my world is all about. This is what I am all about. This is who I am. and I am very happy being who I am. Join me on this journey into the reality where I say that a new adventure stands beyond the threshold and I am stepping into it. The past, with its learning experiences, with its failures and successes, is behind me. And before me is who I really am. And I step into this new, wonderful, fabulous self, and I say, I love me, I love me, I love me, because it's a wonderful world that I'm living in, and I've got magic waiting for me to claim it and enjoy it now. Join me as I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.